The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
The FT.
When I heard that Jeff Bezos had bought the Washington Post, my mind skipped, as it always does when I hear his name, to socks and vitamin pills. 15 years ago, I interviewed the founder of Amazon, then a relatively tiny company worth a mere $6 billion, over a croissant in a London hotel. It didn't go terribly well, as the entrepreneur was itching for the interview to be over so he could get back to selling books. On either side of him sat a minder, one of whom was holding a tape recorder. Just as my time was up, Mr. Bezos took out a little plastic bag containing 5 pills, which he proceeded to swallow. He explained that when he travels, his wife inserts vitamin pills into his socks. She packs 1 pair of socks for every day he's away and slips a bag of tablets into each, on the principle that she trusts him to change his socks daily, but not to take his vitamins. "She doesn't want me to die," he said, and let out one of his crazy laughs. "Ah, ha, ha, ha!" I don't have the first idea why Mr. Bezos has bought the Washington Post or what he thinks journalism is all about. But for me, what it's about is getting scoops like this. The sheer eccentricity of the vitamin-socks-wife combination struck me as a brilliant story. It's not quite Watergate, but still offers a rare glimpse into a life and hints at something enigmatic and slightly creepy. It was made all the sweeter as the only other personal detail that anyone seems to know about the opaque Mr. Bezos is that he likes Star Trek, which isn't exactly interesting. A geek who doesn't like Star Trek? Now that would be a story. So what exactly does Vitamin in Socksgate tell us about the US's newest newspaper proprietor? For a start, it shows that he's a man of contradictions. At work, he applies his formidable intelligence to data. He starts every meeting with his senior team in silence that can last up to half an hour while everyone reads briefing papers and absorbs the facts before sounding off. Yet when it comes to taking vitamins, the rough equivalent of believing in UFOs, he seems to disregard the advice of most doctors who say adults with normal diets don't need supplements. If you have scurvy, vitamin C helps. If you've had a gastric bypass, you also need vitamins. Otherwise, you don't. More interesting is what my scoop suggests about the Bezos household. The Amazon boss has recently been crowned by Fortune the ultimate disruptor. He has disrupted more industries than anyone else alive, from bookselling and publishing to music to every sort of retail to tablet manufacture and database software. But when it comes to marriage, not only has he not disrupted anything, he seems to have reverted to a model barely seen since the 1950s, when wives packed husbands' luggage. Mackenzie Bezos, a banker turned novelist, not only seems to mollycoddle him in a sweetly anachronistic way, but doesn't trust him to carry out the most basic functions. At first, I thought this a bad sign. If Mr. Bezos can't remember his pills, what hope is there of him remembering anything? But actually, Amazon is all about finding the right system. The sock thing might sound a strange system to me, not least because it creates a new risk of crushing vitamin pills between your toes, but it appears to work. He took the tablets right under my nose. As a control, I've tried to find out if the wife of Sergey Brin, the dot-com superstar who last week decided to invest his small change in futuristic burgers, if she also puts vitamin pills in her husband's socks. It appears she does not. Instead, Mr. Brin's wife has her own startup, wears a hoodie, and recently told Inc. magazine that she likes to begin every day by putting both her children, who were then aged 3 and 7 months, into a backpack and carrying them to a cafe to get on with her work. She may be living up to the dot-com stereotype, but all that lugging, especially by one of the richest women in the world, strikes me as almost as batty as vitamins in socks.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.